The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, for many politicians, the polls are everything. Approval, disapproval, like, don't like, and so forth. Well, if President Biden cares at all about the polls, he's not a happy camper because the polls continue to slide downward for the president. Even the polls that are historically favorable to Democrats. The Associated Press. Now, all of these polls are supposed to be neutral, balanced, equal, and so forth. And, yeah, we know that many of them are not. Some of them are just kind of blatantly slanted to the left. And the Associated Press is one of those. And consistently, since President Biden was inaugurated, the Associated Press has given him higher poll numbers than any of the other polling organizations. So even with that in mind, he's not doing really well. His approval disapproval rating, according to the Associated Press, 50% disapprove, 49% approve. Now, most of the other polls have President Biden much, much, much farther down into the 40s, some of them into the low 40s, and disapproval reaching almost 60%. But the Associated Press has been kind of the outlier in this. So the current Associated Press poll for favorability on President Biden is 50-49, 50% disapproving, 49 approving. Among Democrats, that has even dropped. Back 3 months ago, 92% of Democrats approved of the job that President Biden was doing. The recent poll that was just released, that has now dropped to 85%. Among independents, wow. 3 months ago, President Biden was getting 62% approval among independents. That is now 38. Among Republicans, only 11% approve of President Biden's job approval. Then we get into the racial areas. Again, this is across the board, white people in America. Across the board, 49% approve of President Biden, 42% disapprove among white people. Among black people, you ready for this? This is one of President Biden's key demographics. His approval rating in the last 3 months has gone from 86% to 64%. That is a huge drop. It's almost unprecedented in that short a period of time. Among black voters, the support for President Biden has dropped from 86% to 64% in the latest Associated Press poll. And the poll watchers, the experts, of which I am not one of them, say that it is mostly because of the vaccine mandate, because you're not seeing this reported in the mainstream press, but most of you are smarter than the average bear, and you know that the single largest, the single demographic group in America that is the most resistant to the COVID-19 vaccine, young black males. Young black males are resisting the COVID-19 vaccine more than any other group. And the vaccine mandate, the federal mandate, is going to cause thousands, I mean thousands, of young black men and women to lose their job. It's incredibly discriminatory, and many people are calling it racist, because the vaccine mandates, whether it's the federal mandate or mandates in New York City or other states, the vaccine mandate is impacting the black community economically more than any other community. Is that discriminatory? Is that racist? Well, I'll let you decide that. But in this latest Associated Press poll, President Biden has dropped in his approval rating among the black community more than any other demographic. Politically, racially, age-wise, his approval rating in the black community is plummeting. Now, it's still the majority approve of him, but it is not even close to where it was just a few months ago. Switching gears real quickly before the next break. We're seeing this across America, and it's sad. Austin, Texas. Yeah, if you know anything about Austin, Texas, they lean far to the left. the state of Texas is heavily red, heavily Republican, heavily conservative. But certain cities are, well, to the left, and Austin certainly is. So the city council was following the lead of Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, New York. They have decided to fight crime by getting rid of a bunch of police officers. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to fight crime by reducing the budget for the police department. They're going to fight crime by getting rid of police officers. Now, are there bad cops? Yes. Two Columbus narcotics officers have just recently been arrested and charged with some absolutely heinous crimes. I mean heinous. They should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The city of Columbus, the people of Columbus, put their faith and trust in those police officers. And if they are guilty, if they have violated that trust in a despicable way, a Columbus firefighter was just arrested over the weekend in this sex trafficking sting. So are there bad ones? Yes, but certainly not the majority. Anyway, back to Austin, Texas. They decided to fight crime by reducing the number of police, taking over $150 million from the police budget. The total police budget in Austin, Texas is $434 million. City Council has stripped them of $150 million. They have canceled future police department cadet classes. And what is the result? Historic crime and an all-time high in homicides in the city of Austin, Texas. All-time record for crime and homicides in the city of Austin, Texas. In addition, quote, the city's police force is also stretched thin. Officer shortage, a large chunk of the budget being cut. As a result, Austin police are no longer allowed to respond to incidents deemed to be non-emergencies like theft, car theft, prostitution, burglary of a residence, vehicle, or business. Yeah, your car is stolen. Don't call the police in Austin, Texas. Your house is broken into. You can't call the police in Austin, Texas, because they don't have enough police officers to handle your call. The insanity of the liberal left. Will they reverse course like Seattle has done? That's yet to be seen. Headline, Austin reaches all-time high in homicides after defunding the police. All right, we'll be back, wrap things up on today's Bob Burney Live.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I'm sure you could feel the earth slowing down in its spin, in its rotation, because Facebook was down. But then just a few moments ago, you probably felt a jerk and the world became normal again because Facebook is back up. It is. Facebook, I don't know, just a few minutes ago, Facebook is now back up. And so all is well with the world. At least with Alan Westerville, I think it is well, unless he may not be in Westerville. He may be in an undisclosed underground bunker somewhere. Al, welcome.
Not even in the state of Ohio, Bob.
You're not even in the state of Ohio?
No, not at it's amazing what you can listen to on the internet. And it's rather apropos what I was going to bring up to you. Let's move away from all the troubles that people are giving us in Washington. Let's go across the seas to Moscow and Beijing with our good friend Vladimir Putin, the Impaler, and the good old Mr. Z, the we'll just leave a blank on it.
Yeah, okay.
On it. With our modern technology and our modern world, the internet, Facebook, and everything that we use, the cell phone I'm using right now, the computer you're using, the radio communications, all dependent on rare earth elements, lithium, tritium, and a whole bunch of other rare earth elements that are very, very scarce, hard to mine. In fact, we hardly mine any of them in North America.
Right.
Most of them are in Asia. And in fact, heavens to Murgatroyd. Troy, do you know where one of the largest rare earth deposits are?
Let me guess. Does the country begin with the letter A?
Oh, you go to the head of the class.
And the next letter is F?
You are so correct, Robert.
Afghanistan. Yes, I know.
Correct. The Chinese have signed an agreement with the Taliban, who has been outfitted handsomely by the United States military, and anyone who believes that we demilitarized what we left behind. I have a bridge back in New York City that I've been running tolls on for years and years, and that's my retirement. I'll be happy to sell it to them.
Well, wait, Al. I read from a reputable news source right after Kabul fell that we did not have anything to worry about because before our military left, we took the keys out of the ignition. I actually read that, Al. I honestly read that.
Oh, I read that too. And,
oh my goodness!
Too, and I know of. I don't personally know of the person. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to embarrass him any more than he has, even though he has enough costume, jewelry, and brass to sink a battleship. But he is totally wrong. You know, Harry Houdini, the famous illusionist, said there was not a key or a lock he couldn't open with his equipment. And, you know, that's what we
well,
have.
Well, and as far as I know, almost none of our military apparatus, including the Humvees, even have a key. You don't have keys for helicopters. You don't have keys for jets. Most of the military vehicles don't have keys.
Oh, there's a switch in the Humvee. There's a switch in the tank. Designed specifically that way. And the Taliban, they've been selling. You know, the jets, the other equipment we left behind, they have gone to. They are en route to China. If they're not already there, and the Russians are getting some too. And I mean, this is a payday for them. And because there is a shortage of rare earth elements, there's also everyone's heard about the chip shortage. Mm-hmm. Most of the chips are manufactured overseas. Taiwan is a big manufacturer. Singapore is a big manufacturer. The Kaohsiung, I'm butchering the name on it, but it's the free trade zone area over in China. They have plants over there, and it's American-made plants set up.
And I'm sure that you've heard that China is probably going to take over Bagram Air Force Base. Base. They're going to occupy Bagram Air Force. The Chinese.
There are already about 5,000 Chinese troops there. And one of the things that came up in a Zoom discussion I had over the weekend.
Gotta hurry, Al. Gotta hurry.
Somebody said we should send our troops back in there, and I said, yeah, right. We're going to send our troops back in there with 100,000 Chinese troops, which are en route to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And you can check that with the BBC.
Yeah, right. Well, Al, thanks for ruining our day.
Hasta la vista, Bob.
All right, Al, have a good evening. Always good to talk to you. And wherever you are, be safe. All right, folks, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow afternoon. Do it all over again. Have a great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.